Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-43, Summer Hill Developments LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, dividing 47 acres into 90 lots within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, being west of Road 391, 950 feet north of Route 54. This application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask if Mr. Abbott has any additional comments.
Mr. Wheatley, the TAC report of February 21st of this year will be made a part of the record for this application. On October 31st, the applicant's engineer submitted a letter addressing all the comments that were raised by the TAC committee. Mr. Robertson's reviewed the restrictive covenants. We received four letters in support of this application. There's a couple of them. I'll pass them down for your review. Try not to butcher her last name, so they'll be made a part of the record. And finally, this application was reviewed by the PLUS policy on October 31st, and we still haven't received the comments from PLUS. Rick checked with them today, and they haven't gone out yet. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
The original PLUS comments or the comments to the comments?
From
PLUS.
From PLUS. We have nothing from PLUS.
It was just at the end of the last month. I haven't had a chance to get them out there.
20 working days.
Yeah, okay.
How about this?
20 working days.
20 working days. Yeah, the two responded, right?
All right.
Well. I think she had intended to get them out Monday or Tuesday this week, but what they won't make it.
Well, the applicant hasn't seen them either, so.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Although they were at the meeting.
Well, okay. That it?
That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Well, thank you.
I have a question for Mr. Sheen.
Okay.
Have we received any exhibits concerning this project?
No.
Okay.
And there's not a requirement that they submit anything.
No, and there's nothing in the file?
The actual plan was submitted when the application was filed. I think each of you should have got a copy of that when we were still sending the TAC.
16 months ago.
At least.
Oh, I remember this one.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, okay, sure, yeah, okay. I got it now.
We have one copy.
Well, I'm sure they have plenty of little things they want to show us. So we'll let them do that. Gentlemen?
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Stephen W. Smith. I am the principal of Summer Hill Developments, LLC. And the developer here submitting this request for subdivision approval. What I'm going to do is just briefly go over the general location of the project, go over a few things with regard to the land plan, point out to you the location of the property owners who have submitted letters of support for the project, and then I'm going to turn it over to my legal and engineering guys. I'd like, if it's okay, to go ahead and submit handouts for you guys. These are things, again, that you've already seen, just for your convenience, if you like them.
We don't have an attorney. Okay. I'd like to give you one to Mr. Lank and make sure that we can receive it.
Yeah, these are things that have already been submitted for the record.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I'm just submitting them to you for ease of sight, in case you can't see the boards. So that's basically
okay. Oh, okay.
It's already up here.
All right.
Plus, I think the letter.
They're
plus,
based on your exhibit you're going to present.
Correct.
Okay. Your display. There.
Okay. Okay.
All right. General location of the project is so everybody is familiar with the location. This is Route 54. The beach is down here. This is Route 20. Where it intersects Route 54 at the recently realigned intersection for the entrance to Americana Bayside. This road right here is New Road, which connects Route 54 and Route 20. And as you can see,
This is the proposed subdivision. The project consists of 47 acres. It is currently zoned AR1 in the environmentally sensitive development district. We are asking for 90 single-family detached lots. And as you can see on the second page of your handout, for people in the audience, I'm sorry, I'm sure you can't see this as well, but all of the lots are approximately 10,000 square feet. The project, the current site is completely wooded, and we've taken that amenity into consideration with our design. Every one of the lots within the community proposed backs up to an existing wooded area and/or an open space stormwater management pond.
Excuse me just a second, Mr. Smith. If there's anyone here with an interest in this application, feel free to get up and look at the drawing if you can't see it from where you're sitting. Also, if anyone wants a copy of what they've handed up here, you can have mine. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. The project does include a bathhouse, clubhouse with a swimming pool, an outdoor swimming pool, tennis courts, and a walking trail system throughout the project. We have received a letter to serve for public water from Artesian Water Company, and we do have the signatures necessary to connect this parcel with adjacent property owners to the existing West Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. So the project will be supplied by county sewer, public sewer, and by public water. Lastly, the thing I wanted to point out to you is we do have 5 letters of support. I believe Shane mentioned 4, and there was one that I had received just today, which I submitted to you in your handout. But those letters of support are from the adjacent property owners across the street, one of them being here. There's 3 houses here. I think the total of these 3 houses are on approximately 6 acres of land across the street. I've met with them. They are all in favor of the project and have presented that. The majority of the property adjacent to us on the north side and west side of the property is by Mr. Henry C. Johnson, the Johnson's Corner, and we have received a letter of support for the project from him as well. And so I just wanted to give you a general idea of the people that are immediately impacted by the project that have supported it.
This is the new intersection. Okay.
Thank you. One thing I didn't mention is that the project, again, 47 acres, 90 single-family detached lots. Under existing AR1 zoning, we would be allowed under 2.2 units, 94 units. We're asking for 90. The site does include 42% open space under the current design. So at this point, I'm going to go ahead and unless anybody has any questions for me, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Billy Scott from Scott & Schumann, LLC.
Okay,
thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is William Scott from the law firm of Scott & Schumann in Selbyville or West Fenwick, Delaware, just down the street, actually, from the project. As Mr. Smith...
Are you an attorney in the state of Delaware?
I am.
Do you have a bar number?
I do have a bar number. 3812.
Okay, duly recorded, and I have no doubt, but Mr. Robertson is very peculiar about these things.
3812. Let me know if I got it flipped around. It's 3812. Again, as Mr. Smith said, this is a project that is currently zoned AR1. It is in the environmentally sensitive development district. It's in a portion of the county that's been in the county comp plan and designed for growth for some time. Under the existing zoning, there would be roughly 94 lots that would be permitted out there, and the request that we have before the commission this evening is for 90 lots. The project's been designed, Stony Creek has been designed with an average of square footage, lot square footage of 10,000 square feet. Now, the reason for that is there are several nearby communities. To the area map there. There's several nearby communities, the majority of which in developed lands have 10,000 square foot lots, those being Bayview Estates, the various Keenwick, Swan Cove, Wanmar Lake, and the Refuge. The project has also been designed to retain significant wooded areas, particularly on the outside, and that enables the project to be compatible with the surrounding properties that have not yet been developed in that area. Stony Creek's 47 acres includes 0.92 acres of wetlands. That's a combination of federal wetlands and wooded wetlands. None of those are proposed to be disturbed at any point at this time. As I stated before, there's significant wooded areas within the project that are going to be retained. 16 acres of wooded of woods are going to be retained. That's about 34% of the entire site. They're also going to take great pains to preserve the natural topography of the site. We believe that that is going to provide a natural amenity. As Mr. Smith said, each of the lots is going to back up to either a forest block or to stormwater management ponds. There are no historically significant features at the site, and there are no endangered or threatened species that are on any state or federal list that we have been able to find at this time. In addition to the 16 acres of woods that are going to be preserved on the site, there's 20.9 acres of total open space on the site, which represents 43% of the total area. And as Mr. Smith said before, that includes both active and passive recreation. There's going to be a proposed pool, a tennis court, a sport court, a clubhouse, and walking trails included within Stony Creek. The forested buffer that's going to surround the perimeter of Stony Creek also is going to serve not only to allow it to be more compatible with some of the surrounding properties that haven't been developed yet, but also is going to provide a buffer so that there's sort of a natural transition from new road and a primarily forested area in some cases into the project itself. You'll notice as well on the preliminary plat that the majority of frontage onto new road has either some forest block or has the two stormwater management ponds or the wetlands, all of which will be retained and provide a buffer from New Road and the project as well. At this point in the presentation, I'm going to ask Jim Willey from George Miles and Muir to step up and address utility, stormwater management, and roads for Stony Creek.
Hey, Chairman Wheatley, gentlemen, good evening. My name is James Willey, Vice President, George Miles and Buer, 206 West Main Street, Salisbury, Maryland, and my Delaware PE license is 13710. If that's not right, Shane can check it on the plat, because hopefully I signed them.
Interesting. We could start asking for that number.
Yeah,
now, couldn't we?
Yeah. Start a trend.
Okay, good. First thing I want to talk about, Mr. Smith already briefly addressed, but we do have a letter to serve from Artesian. We're anticipating that they will continue to utilize their deep well system and typical public water supply. Artesian has existing water service in the area, and they are extending to a couple of the other new developments in the area. The provision for sewage disposal is also required to be addressed per Section 99C and the Environmentally Sensitive Development District requirements. And we are in the Sussex County Planning District for sewer growth. The wastewater exhibit that I moved to the top easel there is taken directly from the SCAPS amendment prepared by Whitman Workwart and Associates and approved by the Engineering Department in July of 2005. Basically, for those of you that
for some reason wouldn't be familiar with Americana Bayside after all this time. There's an existing 27-inch sewer in this location. The Whitman plan calls for extension of 18-inch gravity sewer down to the intersection of 54 and New Road, and then 10-inch gravity line proceeding northerly up New Road. As shown on the previous proximity maps, this is our site. We submitted last week or a couple weeks ago the four letters that establish the contiguity with the existing sanitary district, which is this dark black line shown on the map here is the existing West Famic Sanitary Sewer District. And these four property owners, the Higgs, Brazier, Brazier, and Brazier, have all provided letters stating that they are willing to be added to the district in addition to the subject parcel. In previous meetings held, as you mentioned, between July 2006, when we submitted this application in last year, I believe the county actually may have formed a Johnson Corners Sanitary Sewer District. And in previous conversations with Mr. Ashman and Mr. Izzo, they understand that the timing of the Johnson Corner District may be such that there won't be 50 users there for a while, and that the infrastructure shown on the Whitman plan is actually extending from the West Fenwick District. And basically, they have commented in the TAC letter that they're willing to go either way, whatever works best. Mr. Izzo stated that he would love to see the gravity sewer extended down Route 54, and I believe maybe the quickest and most efficient way to establish sewer service to this property would be to follow the recommendations from the Whitman Recquart report. With regard to the other public and private infrastructure, we will be providing telephone, electric, cable TV, internet, etc. Private infrastructure will include the streets. They're to be private. There will be open space infrastructure to be maintained by the Homeowners Association. Forest retention areas be protected by the covenants and maintained by the Homeowners Association. And there will be stormwater management areas, which will be maintained by the Homeowners Association. And of course, that is also, that maintenance agreement is required by the Conservation District. With regard to the pollution and prevention of surface and groundwater, as we just discussed, we do intend to provide central sewer, so there won't be any nutrient load as a result of additional on-site septic systems. And all projects located in the environmentally sensitive development district require a stormwater management plan, including a nutrient management assessment protocol exercise. DNREC currently has 22 different best management practices, which are available to engineers to reduce nutrients to the maximum extent possible. With regard to the minimization of erosion and sedimentation, changes in groundwater levels, increased rates of runoff, again, the protection of those items is required by the Sussex Conservation District with regard to obtaining stormwater management erosion sediment control plan approval. One thing we will note, even with regard to the effect on area waterway, it's a 47-acre property. It's almost completely wooded at this point, and 16.8 acres of the wooded area will be retained, which is 34% of the existing forest. Finally, I'd like to address the provision for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site. We are planning to have sidewalks on both sides of the street. The land planner from my office, Mr. Lawton Myrick, will be speaking later to discuss the neighborhood feel and style, but we are planning sidewalks. The streets have been designed to incorporate proper sight lines, turning radii. There are two entrances on the new road, so we won't be concerned about one entrance being blocked and emergency traffic not being able to have ingress or egress to the site. And the road network is designed with intersections and junctions that eliminate any cul-de-sacs or extended dead ends.
So I believe that covers most of what I wanted to say with regard to the infrastructure and the engineering, and I'd like to turn it back over to Billy Scott at this point.
Thanks, Jim. We expect that the development of Stony Creek is going to continue to have a positive effect on the property values in the area, to continue that positive effect that's come from Americana Bayside, has been discussed, Ashley Manor, Arrington Woods, and the Refuge, all of which are nearby. We also expect that with the type of buyers that we expect for the lots at Stony Creek, that they're going to have a positive impact on the surrounding economy as well, that being in providing to the increasing the local tax base, patronizing local businesses and the like, in addition to transfer taxes. There's no active farmland that's going to be taken out of service with the development of Stony Creek. It's been discussed. It's essentially, the entire site's wooded, so no farmland is going to be turned into homes. Again, given the prospective buyers that we believe that Stony Creek is going to be attracted to, are not that we expect there will be second home buyers, there will be move-up buyers, buyers that are a little bit older and won't have school-age children, or the majority of which won't have school-age children, so that there'll be any burden on the surrounding school districts. With regards to the effect on the area roadways and public transportation, the development of Stony Creek does not rise to the level of a TIS being needed from DLDOT. It's expected to generate 944 total trips a day in peak season, which doesn't rise to the level of a TIS recommendation from DLDOT. In addition, the developer of Stony Creek is taking great pains to make sure that its design complies with livable Delaware. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Lawton Myrick, also from George Miles and Buehr, to discuss Stony Creek's design with regards to livable Delaware.
Good evening. Lawton Myrick from Salisbury, Maryland, site designer for GMB. When designing the land plan for Stony Creek, we wanted to comply with the livable Delaware program based on Duane Plater Zybert's 13 points of traditional neighborhood development, and these include but are not limited to a discernible neighborhood center for gathering space, both formal and informal meetings. There's a very walkable feel to the neighborhood, as the farthest walk to the community center is approximately 1,440 linear feet, about a quarter mile or a five-minute walk. The proposed sidewalk system spans over 1.6 miles and provides pedestrian connectivity throughout Stony Creek. Streets are relatively narrow and will be shaded by large canopy street trees, and there are two ingress egress for the neighborhood and no cul-de-sacs, providing connectivity, a connected network. Garages can be recessed to lessen their visual impact and may also provide the above garage or provide four above garage apartment / studio / home office opportunities. And lastly, the HOA will control the maintenance of streets, curbs, sidewalks, and landscaping within the street right-of-ways, as well as the open space and common areas. The stormwater management facilities will be subject to an operation and maintenance agreement between the HOA and the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
In conclusion, gentlemen, Stony Creek's been designed to implement the goals, the strategies, and the requirements of Livable Delaware, of the Sussex County Subdivision Ordinance, of the Environmentally Sensitive Development District, and most importantly, of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. With that, our formal part of the presentation is concluded, and should the Commission have questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll find out if anyone has any questions for you.
Thank you.
And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to start those with a question reverting back to Mr. Lank, that there are no plus comments.
No, sir, not yet.
No plus comments. All right. And I believe that Mr. Scott said there was no TIS needed for this.
That's correct, Mr. Smith.
Gentlemen, do you have... for the review of the commission, do you have an environmental impact report? Is there an either a report or an assessment?
Yes, Mr. Smith. We submitted with the preliminary plat submission on July 14th, 2006. We also included a letter report addressed to Mr. Lank, stating this letter is intended to provide a project narrative, encompass the environmental assessment and public facility report as required by Census Code 115-194.3B, which entailed...
I'm looking at it now.
Looking at it now, okay. I was going to say it entailed several pages of seven pages, of which I believe we attempted to address the required points.
Thank you. Have restrictive covenants been handed in for Mr. Robertson's review?
Yes, Mr. Smith, I've drafted them. Mr. Robertson was good enough to review them in short order and turn them back, and I've revised the CCRs to incorporate his comments.
All right. Thank you.
That is accurate, Mr. Smith, as well. And I think the revised ones have been forwarded to the office.
You mentioned about your the possible or potential buyer of your homes here. Could you give the commission an idea of what price points these homes would cover?
We anticipate that finished lot sales would be in the range of approximately $125,000 on up to $200,000, but again, as you know, everything is really dictated by existing market conditions at the time when we, you know, obtain final site plan approval and put the infrastructure in place.
So the lots would be sold with no builder tie-in, is it?
Well, and again, that has yet to be determined. We are currently discussing with several builders the potential of them partnering for the building aspect of that, and or it is something that I personally may entertain with my custom home building business.
Thank you. I heard a mention of sidewalks, and there would be street lights throughout the community.
That is correct. The current plan calls for sidewalks on both sides of the street as well as street lighting.
And I did hear your comment about you're not anticipating school-age children so much in this development, but do you have plans to provide or check with the Indian River School District for putting a bus stop near one of the entrances?
Yeah, we would certainly be willing to include a bus stop if it was so needed.
I heard a mention of a canopy of street trees or street tree type canopy. Would they be in the are they in the right of way, or in they in the front yards of the building lots?
Again, that to be determined. The existing site is fully wooded, so we will take advantage of the opportunity to utilize a lot of the existing mature trees that are on site. But we also anticipate street trees either in the right of way per ordinance 99 or in the front yards as well.
All right, thank you. Mr. Katz, is there a problem with that, with the county engineers have a issue with trees and whatnot, or any drainage swales in the rights of way that you're aware of?
They have. They've had that issue.
There are put the potential of inhibiting the water flow, depending on how it's designed. There are ways to deal with it, landscaping that can allow for water to flow and still have the landscaping, but it all depends on how it's designed.
Thank you.
They've also had issues with what I will say, upheaval of pavement or sidewalks on occasion, and they've had some concerns.
And the fire service, of course, is concerned about the canopy and the location of the canopy with respect to the size of the vehicles that go there. But that can be dealt with by the location of the trees and the types of trees.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You mentioned that you had letters of support from neighbors, at least, you know, up
up until this point, the neighbors seem to be supportive. What aspect of the project is it? Design, location, or what do you think it contributes to this support from some of the neighbors?
I didn't meet with all of the neighbors. There were a couple. One neighbor that I had spoken to a while ago, about over a year ago, back when we submitted, I understand that she was not in favor of the project. But the majority of the neighbors that I did speak to were in favor of the project. Their general comment was that they felt it was well designed. They would, and that they welcome the additional infrastructure. And to essentially make it feel more of a community, they felt like it was going to add to their property value by not only bringing in the infrastructure, but creating more of a community atmosphere.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm going to let someone else ask some questions. I'm kind of getting caught up on some of the aspects of this development, and thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Gordy?
Just a couple. You're showing a line going from the wetlands across Millie Drive. Is that the tax ditch, or what's that?
I'm sorry, what line?
Wetlands area right along the public road, and it runs all the way across the Millie Drive.
You're talking about this line right
yes.
here?
Yes, what's that?
Right,
that
okay.
That is a ditch.
That is a tax ditch, or don't you know?
I don't believe it's a tax ditch. I believe it actually serves, partially serves as ag field.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a
tax. No, that's correct. It is not a tax ditch.
Okay. But it's wet.
But will you maintain that, or?
Yes, sir. It's, again, it's an existing drainage ditch that that we would maintain in the development of the project.
And I'm sure you said this, but the number of acres of woods that you'll be maintaining that will be left?
A little over 16 acres, will remain as existing forest.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I got a couple comments for the engineers and the attorney and the applicant. First is, this is an exhibit booklet I received for a 38-lot development that we consider tonight. This was an exhibit booklet for 138 units. And this was an exhibit booklet for a conditional use. And with the commission, I don't know what your experience has been before in the past, but we do like to have exhibit booklets presented to us so we have a means by which we can preview these projects in detail ahead of time. And that helps me formulate my questions and my concerns, etc. I'm not sure what happened with the plus comments and why that was done so late, but anyhow, in order for me to adequately consider a development of this size, it would be nice if I had all those exhibits presented to me ahead of time. We have a 72-hour rule right now. For your information, starting January, we're going to have a 10-day rule, meaning that these exhibits will need to be presented to the commission or to the Planning and Zoning Commission office 10 days prior to a public hearing. And I just have a little hard time trying to respond to a quickie presentation on an issue that can be, in my estimation, a significant impact on the community and the county as a whole, you know, when we're talking about 90 lots. With that said, Mr. Chairman, I think I might formulate a couple questions and from the information that's been briefly presented to me. Is this a cluster development that you're proposing, or?
It is a subdivision. The lots, again, on average, are around 10,000 square feet.
Do you know what a standard subdivision lot requires?
In general, yes, sir.
And how big is that?
I'm sorry.
I'll help you.
Mr. Johnson, just real quick, I want to make one. It's environmentally sensitive.
We are in the environmentally sensitive development district, which is why I was confused.
Okay. 7,500.
Yeah.
And do you think you've adequately addressed all the issues that are brought up by Section 99-9C of the subdivision code for us to make a decision tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And part of the presentation that's been given, one of the things I thought I heard was something about garage apartments.
I don't believe we had met. Did you mention garage apartments?
That the garage apartments might be a part of this complex?
That's not currently in our thought process, so it's not something we'd be looking for.
So I didn't hear about garage apartments.
Not currently in our ordinance either.
Right. No, I think it was mentioned as part of the 13 points of livable Delaware. But that's not in our proposal to have garage apartments in the project.
Not our subdivision code. And home-based businesses, was that, did I hear that phrase also?
I'm sorry?
Home-based businesses?
Home-based office.
Home-based office. Oh, okay.
That was also part of livable Delaware reference.
Okay. So I'm getting confused because I didn't have an opportunity to read that material. I have no more questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Burton.
Just a couple. I never thought I'd miss a book, but I do miss the book. When is there a time that the pool and the clubhouse amenities will be supplied in relationship to the whole development?
Again, to be determined. Typically we'd like to get some of the lot sales accomplished first before we would invest in the clubhouse and swimming pool. But I would certainly entertain a percentage if that's something that the commission wanted.
Typically, the commission, I believe, has been 2 years upon issuance of first building permit.
Yep, and we would have no objection to that.
You mentioned there were point.
What's that rating? 2 years it's been, I believe.
Not sure.
I guess what it was.
You mentioned 0.92 of wetlands, and it was said to be right up front, and then it goes through to a ditch. Is there also wetlands over there in that corner?
Yeah, let me. I'll move to the charge to the land plan to show you. And I don't believe it was mentioned, but I will state for the record that the delineation of the property was completed by Edward Lene of Environmental Resources Inc. So.
These wetlands here, the majority of the wetlands here, 21,778 square feet of wooded wetland are right here. Again, here is New Road. And then there was a small park at 18,241 square feet or 0.42 acres of wetland here. And the land plan does provide the adequate buffering as required by the county code.
Okay. Will there be the center section of the trees, will that be maintained by the Homeowners Association, or will they be left in their current?
Let me take one quick look
here to make sure I know what you're talking about. This section here, yes. Again, is part of the existing wooded, and that would we would preserve that existing wooded area.
That's part of the open space.
And they are part. It is part of the open space. Okay. That would be maintained by the Homeowners Association.
The walking trail in there?
Well, the trails really, I think, are more so the sidewalks, and we do have the intention to run the walking trail through that area.
Through that center section.
Through that center section. So you have a pedestrian walkway
this way as well as this way.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Mr. Counts?
Just to clarify the record, according to what I heard or what was presented to PLUS, the water would be supplied by Tidewater, but your testimony tonight is artesian?
Yeah, the actual CPCN area falls within the artesian service area, so we obtained the letter to serve from artesian, not Tidewater.
Just wanted to clarify that for the record. I think I understand what you're talking about. It's 100%, almost 100% wooded lot property, and understand from what you said that you're going to try and preserve the woods on each of the lots. Is that correct, or just in the green areas that you?
Well, again, a majority of the wooded area that would be remain preserved is bordering the back of the lots, as well as that internal section that we showed you. So there are some wooded areas that extend over the lot line along the perimeter of the property.
So the illustration that you have there has the kind of yellow is essentially treeless, except what you plant?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Travis?
No questions, sir.
Council?
No questions.
Archer,
thank you. And just to conclude, I apologize with regard to the books, and any further submittals will include a package bound as I've seen. Thank you.
Sir?
I have just a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Do the restrictive covenants have the ag use nearby?
Yes.
In there?
Mm-hmm. Believe it did.
Thank you.
And the wetlands notice, I'll point out also, both of those.
Thank you.
All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-43 Summer Hill Developments, LLC? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-43? You may come up and give us your name, and then you may have the floor. You got to come up and give us your name, and then you can say whatever you want, almost
okay.
Whatever you want.
I'm Ellen M. McGee, and I live at 34857 Lighthouse Road.
Okay.
And we, my family owns property that joins this project.
Okay.
And I have questions.
Okay.
And comments.
All right, then.
The parcel is all wooded, and I want to point out that agriculture is tree farming also. Not in this case, but just because it's woods doesn't mean it's not agriculture. I have a question. On the green area, does that mean that they are not going to disturb any of those trees?
I'll find out for you.
Okay.
What else do you want to know?
And if the walking trail is going to be in the outside buffer that joins the adjoining properties.
Okay. We'll
Mr. Smith did mention about the farmland covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Will that
mm-hmm.
be... let the in their deeds in the the other property owners that buy these lots, will they be notified that there is a farming operation?
Yes, ma'am.
I can answer that. They will.
Yeah.
That'll there's a notice that would be in restricted.
That would
covenants.
Be in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then I was kind of confused. I was told that the sewer was going to come from Johnson's Corner. Now it's West Fenwick. So which is it? Because if it's Johnson's Corner, that's 3 to 4 years away. So that's my question there.
Good question.
And are you aware that the new road is a gravel road? It's 30 feet right away on the 54 end and 50 on the 20 end. A gravel road, first of all, is never going to stand the construction equipment that would travel that. The other thing is the ditch that goes through that property. It goes through that property. It starts on Taylor Dickerson's property, goes through our property, goes through that parcel, goes under New Road, goes all the way out to Route 54, which also goes into Roy Creek. That needs to stay open. That they need to make sure that it's not a tax ditch.
It's not a tax ditch.
No,
so
I can tell you that.
You own the piece that's on your land, and if you want to fill it in, you can.
Sure.
Well, you know what? If they won't fill it in, they can.
I think they said they were going to leave
but
it open.
But I think they said they were going to leave it open.
Well, I think there is something there with soil conservation that they cannot obstruct a water flow from adjoining property.
Absolutely.
So.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And the school age children, I think that's been exhausted. I don't think we can really use that saying that because of the price, there may not be school age children there. I've heard that too many times, and we can't bank on that. And our schools do need help. And I think maybe we need a change that even for a subdivision that we need to hear from the school districts.
Actually, the school districts are solicited, I believe. They do get...
For a subdivision also?
Yeah, they do get asked to comment, and usually they don't, I don't think. You know, but it's not because they're not being asked.
Okay. I guess that would be my concerns. The big thing would be the gravel road. That is not a blacktop road. It's dirt with some tar and chip on top.
Okay. Now, let's go back to the questions you wanted to get answered. They are...
The buffer.
Okay.
Are they going to be planted trees, or are you going to disturb all property?
Okay. What? Okay. All right. Now, all I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to look at me, okay? Okay. And I'm going to ask him to answer him from where he's sitting, okay?
Okay.
And so, what's going on with the buffer?
Okay. Good evening, y'all. Good seeing you.
You might want to sit up and stand at the mic.
Yeah, I need you to come to the mic, yeah.
The reason we have to do that, it's what the rules require.
Rules require. I can't let you cross-examine each other. You have to ask me, I have to ask him. I know it's a little
That's
ridiculous,
fine.
But you know what? That's the way it is.
I can understand.
Certainly understand, Mr. Chairman. As you see the existing land plan with the bright green, those, again, are existing mature trees that we intend to leave intact, as you see currently on the plan.
All right. Now, how about this, the walking trail? Where's that going to be?
Pointed out to Mr. Burton, the primary walking system for the community is the double-sided sidewalks, a proposed trail through the center area, both, you know, the cross area, and to be determined whether or not we would continue the walking trail through the buffered tree area around the perimeter. Just don't know if it's needed, wanted, and or required.
Did Delta say anything about along New Road?
Again, we have, submitted to DLDOT with regard to their commenting that no traffic impact study is required for this subdivision. If the subdivision is approved, then we would sit down and meet with DLDOT to determine what the requirements are with regard to New Road. And obviously, we would not be able to obtain our final site plan approval until we complied.
Have you had any discussions with DLDOT yet?
No, sir. Not with regard to roadway improvements. We understand that DLDOT's in the midst of changing their requirements, and we're obviously going to wait to see if the
project
gets approved.
You were waiting for the new ones.
Not necessarily, but we knew we would be impacted by the new regulation.
Did they reference sidewalks and along New Road in the TAC comments?
We'll have to take a quick check on that, Mr. Lang. We'll see.
Okay, moving on to whatever other questions did you have, ma'am. Was that it?
The sewer district.
Sewer district. Yeah, which sewer district?
Yes, sir. Well, by right, we are now legally allowed to extend the existing West Fenwick Sanitary Sewer District. And that is our current intention.
So that's the plan.
Yes.
And that I'll say from county engineering upstairs, that's been somewhat in flux, I mean, in terms of Johnson's Corner versus...
Right. Well, you know, and as I understand it, you know, if we end up in the West Fenwick Sanitary Sewer District, you know, whether the pipe comes down from Route 20 or comes from Route 54 is really just up to the county engineering department. But, you know, legally we have the right to extend the sewer district once we have the adjacent property owner signatures to do so, and we have that.
And that would be at your cost, right?
Correct.
Well, legally they have to go through the annexation process.
Correct. We would have to,
council
exactly.
Council would have to approve it. So.
Thank you.
For the sewer expansion.
Okay.
So you didn't vote in the Johnson's Corner sewer referendum?
No, sir. Or no, ma'am. Excuse me.
You're right. No, sir. You have to ask. You're talking to me.
Assuming that,
you're to me.
Mr. Wheatley asked that question. No, sir, we did not.
So you're not going to be in the Johnson's Corner. You're going to be in the West Fenwick.
Correct.
Okay. That's what it sounds like, yes. That's what I'm hearing him say.
I just tell me one or the other.
I tell you, that's probably not. Well, I'm not trying to get them to dodge the question, but that's
we probably don't know yet.
The county engineering department.
Yeah,
that
probably
me.
County engineering is going to ultimately have a lot to do with whether it's one or the other.
There's
now, you're drawing a distinction between the two, and I just want to understand that the distinction you're drawing is that one of them is 3 or 4 years away and the other one isn't.
Well, no, because
Or what?
If he came from Route 20,
yeah,
that's probably maybe a quarter of a mile to New Road.
Right.
And if he gets everybody to agree, they can shoot that line. Right now, it's a forced main that goes to Bayview Estates.
Okay.
We don't have sewer in Williamsville.
Okay. And that's a problem because...
No, I'm just curious, because if he was in Johnson's Corner, and we have property in Johnson's Corner Sewer District, that's 3 to 4 years away. That means he's 3 to 4 years away of developing this project.
That's probably the time it takes to get permits.
I was going to say, I know that sounds like a lot of time, but it'll probably take him at least 2 years to get all the permits before he could ever turn the first spade of dirt anyway. If it even gets approved.
But what I'm, you know, things
could
change.
No, I don't know. I want you to tell me.
I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to give you a minute to think.
As it would change, your lot sizes may change, whatever. You need to know what sewer district you're in, and it looks like they want to be in West Fenway.
Sounds like it to me.
Okay. That's the... And is it common that you don't contact DLDOT before you have a subdivision review or a public hearing for a subdivision?
They're part of our technical advisory committee, and they did comment.
Yeah, they've seen it.
Okay.
Saw it when the application first came in, but there is a lot more conversation that would pass between them before anything would happen.
And
that's why we're so anxious to see the plus comments, because there will be more things there.
Okay. If the acreage did not have sewer available to it, how many lots could they get taking out their wetlands?
Well, I don't think we've undertaken an evaluation as the commission. I will ask the applicant, did you look at this as a standard, under standard 3/4 acre lot subdivision requirements?
No, sir. The property, again, is in the environmentally sensitive development district. It's not our intention to do a well and septic development.
Right. Okay.
The road is the big thing, I think. And I do think that's a lot of units for that property.
Okay.
It does flood. I do know that property. It does join us. And I understand Mr. Smith owns the property, and he has property rights, and he has certain things that, you know, he can do. I just want to make sure he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
So do we.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I might ask, would you be kind enough to point out on either one of those maps where your property is?
You could do it on that big one. It'd be nice so we could all see it.
Our land is here, here, here. We have a house and it's here, and part of Williamsville on the curve.
Thank you.
You can sit down, and you still have the floor if you have anything else you want to say.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for being
here.
Some
of my questions have been answered.
And for your patience. We thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next